Braden Brown now joined by Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happ. We always appreciate his insights. Coach, how are you doing so far today?
It's been a good start to the day. Thanks for having us.
Of course, coming off a victory on Friday night, part of our area game of the week, able to pick up the win against Waverly at Waverly. Those that may have missed the area game of the week, Coach, can you walk us through some of the key moments?
Absolutely. Kind of the trajectory of the game, the first quarter was very, very slow, especially on our end. We were 0-for-8 to start from the shooting on the field, and it kind of was just a slow, slow scoring first quarter. The beginning of the second quarter, we went on a pretty big run. I think it was either 16 or 18-0. We switched defenses, and sophomore Ava Wilson really led that attack, getting several steals and deflections. Lene Raines had a couple of transition layups to help propel us forward. The second half was a little bit more forward and backward, but ultimately we were able to play well enough on the defensive end to hold on to our lead and get the win in Waverly.
It's hard to believe that the regular season's going to be here at the end of this week, Coach. How do you feel about the level of basketball your team's playing right now?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy that we've already played 20 games and we wrap up our last two this week. It feels like we've been doing it a long time, but also like it went by so fast. This is definitely the best basketball we've played as a team this entire year. The addition of Madeline Wilson to our lineup has been really big, both offensively and defensively, but not just her. Everyone in our main rotation has really been stepping up as of late, and it's exciting that we're playing good basketball heading into this last week and then into sub-state.
Clayton Happy, Chase County girls basketball coach, stopping by. With the way the team's playing right now, does that change, goals or expectations whenever you get to the sub-state playoffs?
Well, several weeks ago now, I told you that our main goals were working on developing our players and the things that we are trying to do as a team. And ultimately, I don't think that is going to change at all. There's still, even though we're playing good basketball, we still have a lot of things that each and every day we're going to the gym to get better at. I think with the level of basketball that we are playing, I think we have a really good chance to go and compete in every game we play, no matter who it is in the gym. So with that being said, we're entering this final week and then into sub-state with the anticipation and with the goal to go and win. But ultimately, right now, we're still focusing on ourselves and just seeing how we can improve as individuals and as a team every day.
Hitting the road and continuing your tour through some Lyon County League clubs. You got Madison tomorrow night. What do you know about them, Coach?
They are also playing really good basketball right now. I think they're on it's either a 5 or a 6-game win streak on the girls' side, and they have a lot of pieces that make them tough. We know that just going into their gym, it's always a loud environment. We know they are going to play tough and physical basketball. I'm excited. I think it's going to be a really competitive matchup that goes all four quarters.
And don't forget, we'll have that game as our area game of the week on Mix 104.9 tomorrow night. That is Chase County and Madison. Coach, we always appreciate the insights. What do you think's the biggest key to tomorrow's night's game is going to be?
I think handling the pressure offensively for us. They're going to be tough and physical, like I said. So the more that we can control the ball and limit our turnovers, that's going to be important. The other thing offensively is we have a really strong post presence. So the more that we are able to play through those post players effectively, the better we're going to be able to score and facilitate the offense that we're trying to run. And then defensively, they like to run a lot of dribble drive. They like to get penetration. So the more that we can move our feet, keep them out of the lane without picking up fouls, the more we're going to be able to limit their scoring.
Clayton, thanks for the time today. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you.